Lesson 24. David, the King. David took the stronghold of Zion. The same is the city of David. Aim: to show how God kept his promise to David and made him king. The death of Saul. Once more the Philistines were fighting against Israel. If only Saul had trusted in God, God would have given him strength to defeat the Philistines. Instead, Israel fled from their old enemies, who chased after them, killing as many as they could. It was very sad to see so many killed. Jonathan, David's special friend and a very brave soldier for Israel, was slain as he fought in the battle. Two other sons of Saul were killed also. Even Saul, the king of Israel, was badly wounded by an arrow. He asked his armor bearer to kill him with his sword, because he didn't want to be killed by the Philistines. But the armor bearer was afraid to kill the king of Israel, so Saul fell on his own sword and died. When the armor bearer saw that the king was dead, he did not want to live any longer either. He too fell on his sword and died. When the men of Israel saw that their king was dead, they lost hope and fled from their cities, filled with fear. So in one day, Saul, three of his sons, his armor bearer, and many men of Israel died. What a shame King Saul had not obeyed God. So many people suffered because Saul lacked faith in God. The people had wanted a king, and Saul was the kind of man they thought they wanted. But now God was going to provide Israel with a very different king. The one God chose would show them an example of faith. He was a man who always trusted in God. From now on, the kingdom of Israel would prosper and the people would be happy. David is made king over the tribe of Judah. When David heard that King Saul and Jonathan were dead, he was very sad. He had loved Jonathan very much and had never hated Saul. He turned to God in prayer and asked what he should do. God answered David, the man after God's own heart, and told him to go to the city of Hebron. David obeyed, and with his family and his band of men, he settled in Hebron. There the men of the tribe of Judah anointed David king. David was 30 years old when he became king over the tribe of Judah. But remember that God had chosen him to be king a long time before. David had waited patiently in faith through years of trouble and danger. He knew that God would make him king at the best time. Even now he had to wait patiently until he became king over all Israel. David is king over Israel. After 7.5 years, the chief men of the tribes of Israel came to David. They asked him to be king over all Israel. They realized that he would be a good king. They knew that God had chosen David to rule over the whole of his people. So they anointed David as king over all Israel. David wanted to reign from the city of Jerusalem. David, the shepherd boy, became a shepherd king. He cared for the people of Israel just as he cared for his sheep. But in those days, the Jebusites lived in Jerusalem, and they would not allow David into the city. David, however, was a wise man. When he set out to capture the city, he said to his strong soldiers, "Whosoever smiteth the Jebusites first shall be chief captain." Now a man named Joab was a strong and brave soldier. He wanted to be first into Jerusalem. He climbed through an underground water tunnel up into the city, and the Jebusites were defeated. Joab was made the chief captain. Jerusalem became known as the City of David. It is God's chosen city. Jesus loved that city and said, "It is the city of a great king. One day soon it will become the capital city of the whole earth." When Jesus Christ returns, he will reign from Jerusalem as king over the whole earth. Then all the people will come there to learn of God and worship him. Lesson for us. Let us trust in God at all times like David, Saul's life ended in sadness because he did not obey God. David obeyed God, and God blessed him and all the people of Israel over whom he ruled. Let us be a good example to those about us of faith and trust in God. Remember these points. 1. Saul did not trust in God's power. He trusted in his own strength. 2. David always trusted God, and so he was made king. 3. David was a shepherd to the people of Israel, just as he had been for his father's sheep. 4. Jerusalem became known as the city of David. 5. Jerusalem will be the city of the great king, Jesus Christ.